for world domination. The truth about the Supreme Court, the danger which, in its present composition, it constitutes to our American Republic, and the extensive damage it has already inflicted in its pro-communist, pro-criminal, pro-pornography, anti-prayer, and anti-law enforcement decision.
Triangulation, Free 103.9. Next
about
up,
the so-called civil
Ryan and Evelyn
movement
from NEGFI are down here live.
Being
the Free 103 Project Space. We're going about to have some
Negro
fun.
And white, the extent to which the communists and their collaborators are involved in this movement, and the truth about some of its alleged leaders, Reverend Martin Luther King, for example.
First thing I want to say is mandate my, because it seems as though we've been convinced that 26% of the registered voters, not even 26% of the American people, but 26% of the registered voters form a mandate or a landslide. But oh yeah, I remember in this year that we have now declared the year from Shogun to Reagan, I remember what I said about Reagan. Minute. Acted like an actor, Hollywood. Acted like a liberal. Acted like General Franco when he acted like governor of California. Then he acted like a Republican. Then he acted like somebody was going to vote for him for president. And now we act like 26% of the registered voters is actually a mandate. We're all actors in this, I suppose. What has happened is that in the last 20 years, America has changed from a producer to a consumer. We used to be a producer, very inflexible at that, and now we are consumers and finding it difficult to understand. Natural resources and minerals will change your world. The Arabs used to be in the third world. They have bought the second world and put a firm down payment on the first one. Controlling your resources will control your world. The idea concerns the fact that this country wants nostalgia. They want to go back as far as they can, even if it's only as far as last week. Not to face now or tomorrow, but to face backwards. And yesterday was the day of our cinema heroes riding to the rescue at the last possible moment. The day of the man in the white hat or the man on the white horse. Or the man who always came to save America at the last moment. Someone always came to save America at the last moment. Especially in B-movies. And when America found itself having a hard time facing the future, they looked for people like John Wayne. But since John Wayne was no longer available, they settled for Ronald Reagan. Come with us back to those inglorious days when heroes weren't zeros. Before fair was square, when the cavalry came straight away and all American men were like Hemingway, to the days of the wondrous B-movie. The producer, underwritten by all the millionaires necessary, will be Casper the Defensive Weinberger. The director will be Attila the Hague. running around frantically declaring himself in control and in charge. The ultimate realization of the inmates taking over at the asylum. The screenplay will be adapted from the book called Voodoo Economics by George Papadopoulos. Music by the Village People, the very military Macho Man. Macho, Macho Man. 2, 3, 4. Remember, we're looking for the closest thing we can find to John Wayne. Marine Tufty Man is Bogart Tufty Man is Cagney Tufty Man is Hollywood Tufty Man is Cheap Steak Tough and Bonzo Substantial. The ultimate in synthetic selling, a Madison Avenue masterpiece, a miracle, a cotton candy politician. Presto, Macho, Macho, Macho Man. Because all of a sudden we have fallen prey to selective amnesia, remembering what we want to remember and forgetting what we choose to forget. All of a sudden the man who called for a bloodbath on our college campuses is supposed to be Dudley Do-Right. You go give them liberals hell, Ronnie. That was the mandate to the new Captain Bly on the new ship of fools. It goes all the way back from Hollywood to Hillbilly, from liberal to libelous, from Bonzo to Birchite or born again. Civil rights, women's rights, gay rights, it's all wrong. First one wants freedom, then the whole damn world wants freedom. Nostalgia, that's what we want. The good old days, when we gave them hell. When the buck stopped somewhere and you could still buy something with it. To a time when movies was in black and white, and so was everything else. Lon Chaney, our man of a thousand faces. No match for Ron. Doug Henning does the makeup. Special effects from Grecian Formula 16 and Crazy Glue. Transportation furnished by the David Rockefeller Remote Control Company. Their slogan is, why wait for 1984? You can panic now and avoid the rush. So much for the good news. As Wall Street goes, so goes the nation. And here's a look at the closing numbers. Racism is up. Human rights are down. Peace is shaky. War items are hot. The house cleans all ties. Jobs are down. Money is scarce. And common sense is at an all-time low with heavy trading. Movies were looking better than ever, and now no one is looking because we're starring in a B-movie. And we would rather had John Wayne. This ain't really life, ain't really life, ain't really. Oh.
Thank you. is some visit, I muttered. Who is this? Simply I remember. Within the brief December, and each separate dying member was close before. Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow my books, surcease of sorrow. Sorrow for the loss of them all. The rare and radiant maiden, and the angel of whom you know, nameless here forevermore. The silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before. So that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, 'tis some visitor entreating entrance of my chamber door. Some late visitor entreating entrance of my chamber door. Listen, and nothing more. Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. Sir, said I, or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore, but the fact is I was rapping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door.
Face. I saw more matter. Popraxi Country Race. More Fat and Mother. Et skin over skin. I can remind her. Of stamping men. A misread plans. Excess attention. Essen rytyn. Of Latin dancing. Big man stamped. I know. I know.
Radio Shack, Radio Shack, and 3103.9. Strangulation, Necktie in the house. Hello, Brooklyn. Hello, Acre. Hello. Go until 9 p.m. and then Radio Home Listen with Ben Owen. Right now, Geek.
the silence of those who wail the freedom through violence. Am I permitted to bend thoughts recited a million times before? Fluid drinks, I use drop on to middle America. Same concerns as my youth for blood, and yet I have to sit alone. The odd loud screech which may have startled a few from this middle poor Americana dream. The rest only to sleep. My speech, the soundtrack to their nightmares. Moonlight once again burns my image once again a million times into a million minds through crust caked eyes who only pray to die once again. Troubled souls towards a new mark in this wet sand. Enjoy the bland, mundane circumstance that led us to this staring match. Breathe deep within my own collapse.
Possibly need in the hardware line. Our new 1953 catalog, which describes the line in detail, is being sent to you. Use it as a handy reference guide for new equipment and for replacing old equipment. We are at your service and await your further instructions regarding the Adams hammer size. Very truly yours. Dear Mr. McCormick, we have your letter of June 5th, and in answer, we are enclosing our descriptive literature. We can offer you relaxing comfort together with an almost matchless environment in points of scenic beauty and suitability for all sports. Our rates are based on the American plan. We have the finest American plan kitchen and table anywhere. The enclosed menu is but a sample of the type of food regularly served in our dining room. Single rooms with private bath are $60, $72, and $80 a week and up per person. Rooms without bath.
Will tell you that when he raises his rifle to shoot a dumb animal, he'll run for his life. Talk to the fisherman. He tell you the fish is constantly dangling on the end of the hook, trying to make its way back in the water. But it's trying to hang on to life. You can walk into a dark room, turn on a light, and watch the members of the insect kingdom running for their life. Yeah.
flaming and white. Bam, that color, let's try. I could break them in two with the glitter of my eye.
Wife has stepped out for a spell. Listen closely to this next field recording. What resembles the rhythmic sounds of sexual ecstasy is in fact nothing more than business as usual at another busy hot dog on a stick franchise. As popular for their lemonade as for their frankfurters, the highlight of your trip is sure to be the forbidden sight of scantily clad teenaged girls involuntarily working up an unnatural sweat as they straddle huge vats of lemons, water, and ice, pumping away for all they're worth with their patented plunger.
Thank you. identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if he came to the house, Negro, and said, let's run away, let's escape, let's separate, that house Negro would look at you and say, man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this? That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today, because we still got some house niggers running around here.
Way back to the same whack rhymes, the lines had to play track. Clowns again, a thousand men and women in any kind. I make a legendary status now and then. Earn my keys, turn the streets when it concerns my peace. Eating, even cheating, I learn for free. Yep, the best in the game, destined to flame. Those who question my fame, attesting a shame. Cast no recourse, but can't hold a nose to flow a rope. Gotta play it, can't say it, cause it's going to throw. Ask your mans how I have the fans in a battle of winning cash. I'm planning to be the last to stand. Prepare cash to hear rap, to milk your ear wax. Ribbons here trapped to end your career, Jack. My raps are nice, I sacrifice years for my career. When I ain't here, hoping your cheers after life. From the BX, it's the legendary Percy P. Rapping for my man, Fortet.
Rush. Free 103.9. Triangulation. Radio Ruido with Negpie tonight. Stay tuned. Radio Home Listen coming up at 9 with Ben Owen.
Brooklyn, I am. Well, watch a man. War in the east and a war in the west. War in the north and a war in the south. Crazy Joe, get them out. Tell you what a terrible bout, yeah. Tell you what a terrible bout. Crazy Joe, get them out, yeah. Natty Dre Doom Baruch as a member tomorrow. Him too like sorrow. Natty Dre don't trust cause him don't like the rush. And him don't use the brush. Until you say a shiny brush. What a terrible brush, yeah. We out of sight, Natty have up him height. Natty have by sight, Natty Dre don't fight, yeah. Well watch a man. Natty good day and a discipline. Every discipline's what the world needs today, baby. Discipline, you know. Every, every, and a every discipline. Every discipline, not the good thing, and a. Well, watch ya, man. Man is due to adopt. Discipline's what the world needs today, you know. Discipline, and discipline, every discipline, yeah. Discipline's what the world needs today. And etiquette, you know. But one of the noblest things a man can do is to do the best he can. Yeah. War in the east and a war in the west. War in the north and a war in the south. Crazy Joe, get them out. What a terrible bout. Watch your man, not you.
He's the same kind of man.
That he treat don't trust, cause him don't like the rush. And him don't use the brush, cause that shiny brush, yeah. A war in the east and a war in the west. War in the north and a war in the south. Crazy Joe, get them out. Crazy Joe, get them out. Ah, what a terrible bout, yeah. Well, watch ya, man. Manage you into a dog. Discipline's what the world needs today. Natty good day under discipline. Heavy discipline. Good day under discipline. Manners and etiquette, you know. Yeah.
regulation. Thanks to Ryan and Evelyn for coming on down from Nick 5.